So, Delia, tell me a little bit about your journey with cancer then.
My journey with cancer, my mother, my two brothers and my sister died of cancer, and another sister diagnosed last week, and I was the lucky one. I had it, but I'm fine. My husband died of cancer. And when he was diagnosed, he was very ill because it was pancreatic cancer. And Greystone's cancer support were brilliant. They supplied taxis in and out of the hospital. They came to visit him at home, and there was someone there for me to talk to at any time I needed. So they do fantastic work. I joined Greystone's Cancer after my husband died, and I was involved in a few fundraising ideas. And they do such marvellous work, and they need all the support they can get. So if you can donate, please donate. There's no amount too small. Every little helps. So please donate if you can. Thanks.
Well, I know lots of people know your name, Delia Barry, from the lady that was behind the amazing fisherman jumpers in the Banshees of Inisherin. You've been involved in Little Women. You taught Emily Watson to knit. You're really at this stage quite renowned. In fact, you're going to be on ITV with Lorraine next week about the whole thing. In fact, you're going to be on ITV with Lorraine this week about it. But for Greystone's cancer support, you've been involved in lots of projects of knitting as well, haven't you?
I have, yes. Dammit Dolls and Christmas Wreaths. I think I knitted a jumper one time for a raffle. But I'm going to do another jumper in the next couple of months, which Greystone's cancer are going to raffle to make some money, hopefully. Make lots of money.
Brilliant stuff. What services do you avail of here in Greystone's Cancer Support then? What do you come along to?
Well, since COVID, I did come to a knitting group, but that's gone since COVID. Mm. So there's not anything yet.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
If someone was thinking about whether they should walk over the threshold of Greystone's Cancer Support and talk to the girls, they have concerns or doubts, what would you say to them?
How do you mean?
The way some people might be a bit freaked out about crossing over to coming in here.
Oh, yes.
So what would you say? What would you say to someone who was having doubts about whether they should?
Now, when Paddy died, it was a couple of months after, I was sitting at home and I said, you have to get out, because I was getting depressed. So I decided then, well, will I go down to Greystone's Cancer? So I walked down, walked past the door, and I said, turn back and go up that stairs. And it was the best thing I ever did. It got a new life for me, made new friends. And I would advise anyone to, you have to get out.
I was going to say, I don't know what I would have done without Greystone's cancer.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done without Greystone's cancer. It helped me so much.